I'm so grateful to be among you this weekend. Since yesterday, I've moved a little bit of New Brunswick or Moncton with Father Phil. Yesterday we were in Riverside. After that, we went to Holy Family. This morning, Sainsbury, here I am again. Great privilege to turn around to meet some people. When I arrived this morning, I saw the first person I met was a friend of mine. We had been on a meeting in St. Bernard. That was Mark. So over there, I said, is it your party? He said, yes. I said, great, nice to meet you. However, my name is Father Damien Nwachukwu. Nwachukwu means, Nwa means child. Chukwu means God. Put them together, child of God. That's my last name. I work in the hospital, the two hospitals, George the Mountain Hospital as a chaplain. I'm the hospital chaplain there, the two hospitals, and I live in Notre Dame de la Paix, Murphy Avenue. That having been said, so I thank Father Phil also, who invited me to join him to move around his parishes or churches. Today we are presented with a very beautiful and educative liturgy of the world. I'm going to borrow a leaf from the second reading today, letter to the Hebrews chapter 4. In a simple language, it says, we have a high priest who has experienced difficulties and problems in his life. He has been put into the test, but he never sinned. That is the high priest we have. Because he has experienced difficulties and problems, he knows how to handle and to treat those who are in the same situation. All of us here, we are all baptized Christians. Through baptism, we become priests. By baptism or by adoption, we are all universal priests. On the day of baptism, the priests will use the oil called the chrism and make a sign in the forehead of the child. He said, whether a man or a woman doesn't matter, he said, you are a priest, you are a king, you are a prophet. These three functions are the function designated for Christ. So through baptism, we become priests, we become prophets, we become kings. Among the baptized Christians, some are chosen as ministerial priests, like your parish priest. Letter to the Hebrews chapter 7 says, a priest is one chosen among the people of God. He offers sacrifices for his own sins and the sins of others. Because he has tasted difficulties and problems, he knows how to treat those who are in the same situation, we as a ministerial priest. But we are all priests by baptism. Today, the Hebrews particularized the text on the high priest, on whose priesthood we share through ordination. We are called to serve our brothers and sisters. Yes, the bishop or the pope or the priest are servants. You, Christians, you, fathers, you, mothers, you are also
a servant to your community, to your family, and to your church. How? Some people are placed into your hand to take care of them. For instance, within this pandemic, people are in the front of the church to direct us where to sit. They are serving the community. You come over here to read, you are serving the community. The priest who presides is also serving the community. But Jesus says, if you want to serve the community, you have to serve with humility and gentleness. Don't put yourself high like this building, the church, no. Bring yourself down so that people will experience you and approach you when they need you. For instance, you have a child. For the time you have this baby, a boy or girl, oftentimes he or she cries. Maybe he or she is hungry. You don't say, no matter the age, say, go and find something to eat. No. You go to the kitchen, get something for this child, and feed him or her. You are serving him or her as a mom or as a dad. It's a service. You don't say, I can't do it because I'm so worried, I'm so stressed at all. No. With humility, as a mom or dad, you serve your family for the meals or other things they need. That is service. That's what Jesus says in the gospel today. When these two brothers came to him, said, we want you to do whatever we ask you to do for us. He tried to ask, is it a request? You must do what we ask you to do. No, nobody does that. But in that context, don't misunderstand them, because they saw Jesus as a prime minister or a president of a country so that he will give them the portfolio of being minister for finance or minister for external affairs. So they will be, everybody's calling the honorable, this and that, that's what they want to do. They misunderstood Jesus' context of a sovereign servant. Therefore, if you want to be somebody in the society, bring yourself lower so that people will approach you. They will see you and call you our leader. Don't call yourself a leader. The people will call you through your service. Serve with humility and gentleness. All of us, the priests, the faithful, we are called in different capacities to be servant, service to humanity, which has a reward. By then, you will be elevated. Then that elevation is what we are anticipating at the end of time. So, dear friends in Christ, today is a very lesson to each and every one of us. Service. If you're a prime minister, head teacher, a professor, whatever, don't be unapproachable. Say, Jesus is approachable. Be approachable. Don't keep yourself there and we are here. That is no service. It's what you call pride. Jesus says, the first be the last. Let us be first in everything. At the end of time, we become first. Let us ask Jesus in this Mass today to help us to remember we are called to serve. Whatever you see yourself doing, see yourself as a service you are doing to the people. At the end of time, Jesus will elevate you to the highest position you never dreamed of in your life.